Good to go? I'm good to go. All right. Hey. Phew, what a sweet, sweet presence in the house today. Precious, precious Holy Spirit. Let's just close our eyes for a moment. And since he's just wanting to speak to each one of us personally right now. Yes, Lord. Ashaka hasea anda bakala to kum baba hasia. O yadi di keando do kosanda dalamate elesia to kanda da dea. And I just hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that you are the reason that I came. You are the reason that I came so that you could walk in newness of life, says the Spirit of grace. And I long to lavish my love upon you. I long to lavish my goodness upon you. And I ask that you would come and receive all that I have for you. Let not the barriers of this, of the outside forces of this world keep you from coming to me. But those things that would hinder you, lay them aside and come freely and abandon yourself to me, says the Spirit of grace. And even as you abandon yourself to me, I will fill you to overflow, and you will experience my goodness in a way that you have never yet experienced. So I say even today, abandon yourself to me. Abandon your way of thinking. Abandon the path that you have tried to pave for yourself, and walk in the path that I have for you, says the Spirit of the Lord. And even as you begin to walk that path, there's going to be doors open for you in this new season, says God. And beyond that door, there's going to be a provision for you to walk in the purpose and the destiny that I have so longed for you to walk in. Oh, yes, you're the reason that I came, says the Lord. You're the reason that I was born. You're the reason that I walked this earth among men and became like you so that I could feel and experience life even as you feel and experience it today. Oh, yes, you're the reason that I came and I went to the cross and I shed my blood that you could be forgiven. Oh, yes, you're the reason that I came, that I took the stripes that you could walk in health. For every sickness, I have already bore the stripes. For your healing, just receive it, says the Lord. Oh, you're the reason. You're the reason that I was buried beyond a tomb. But oh, you're the reason that the stone was rolled away and I came forth on the third day in resurrection power. And that power was given to you as my church, so the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, do you believe, says the Lord, do you believe that you are more than conquerors in me, through me, because of my love that I have for you? You are the reason that I rose again. And you're the reason that I went back to the Father and sat on the right hand, and then I said, come up here, church, and sit beside of me. Ah, yes, you are seated in heavenly places in me. And I want you to rule and to reign in this earth from that position because I have given you all power. And the enemy is under your foot. For you, the church, are in your finest hour. And my glory is being revealed to my sons and daughters in a marvelous way. Do you believe, says the Spirit of the Lord? Do you believe that I can do through you the miracles that you read about in the book of Acts? Do you believe that you can lay hands on the sick and see them healed? Do you believe that you can lay hands on the blinded eyes that they will see not only physical but spiritual again? Do you believe that you can speak to the prostitute and tell them that there's no more shame? But I have come and I have delivered them from that shame. Can you speak to the drug addict that is homeless, that smells and that has all the appearances of evil? Can you say to them, I love you because Jesus first loved me? And that is what I'm calling you as a church to do. That is what I am calling you as a church to be. Don't get so wrapped up in yourselves and in your own lives that you forget about those that are in the hedges and the highways. Oh, I say, look, for the fields are white in the harvest. And I'm asking you to go and speak my word. And if you will stand up with boldness and begin to speak my word, all of my kingdom backs you up, because my kingdom is in you to enforce my will in this earth now. So arise and be counted as one of the faithful. Arise and be counted as the ones that say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, do not pass us by in this moment. Do not pass us by in this moment of what you're doing in the earth. But cry out to me and say, here we are, Lord. We will go. We will speak. And we will do what you have called us to do. Because our resources is not in this world system. God says that that which I call, I anoint, and that which I anoint, I will provide. Ha! Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Sho hai siya kaya no kala nambatea. Lebri tisha kaya ni dukusha nadadadaya. Mandidiri ko salate kala dadabakilia shondodoya. Lei basiando mababati liando shalade kalitaya. O taladana malito shaladido kahinda sandeya. Ayala ma kalandu shandadade alabati o siandada bakaya. Oh, why do you labor for that which I've already freely given to you? Why do you labor for that which I have already freely given to you? Oh, you are restless and you are tired because you are trying to receive what I have already freely given. And it's a gift. And even this day, I open my hands and I offer it to you. And I ask you to just receive it again. I say, I want to lavish my goodness upon you in a big way. In a big way. In a big way, says the Lord. Even as this is a season that I would speak unto you of the overflow. Receive that even today, so that your vessels will overflow of love and goodness and mercy and grace to those that so desperately need it in this hour. Ha! Ah, yes, pray for your country. Pray for those that are in authority. But never forget, I am the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I have the final say in everything. Ha! Ah, for I encircle the earth. I alone encircle this earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, church. I see a brush fire sweeping over this nation, not for destruction, but for glorification. When there's a brush fire, it takes away everything. Everything that needs to be taken away. God says that there's a brush fire sweeping over this nation. And it's bringing a revival fire that's going to stir flames up. Flames and flames. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word today. Thank you for your word, Lord. Lord, we're hungry put a hungriness in us like we've never experienced before, God. Oh, Father, that we pursue you with all that we have, that we'll become totally bankrupt with anything else but you. Ha shadato bababasia to hababasia. Kesia to shanadadadaya. Oh, yadadadadaya. Show us your glory. Ah, just receive right now a fresh and filling of the precious Holy Spirit. If you want just to be refilled again with the fresh presence of God, just lift your hands right now. Oh, I just see it like a blanket falling over this place. Just receive that anointing right now, church. Just receive that fresh infilling. Some of you are getting a new prayer, a new prayer language right now. Just lay hands on your belly and say, let it roll, let it roll, let it roll. Come on, church. Receive that right now. There's a blanket hovering over this place. A blanket of the freshness of the Holy Spirit that's hovering over this place right now. Fill us, Lord. Just say, fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Ha! New prayer language for this season. Ha, an increase. Ha ha. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Asharatu kuhusaye. Yay, yay. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Wow, to walk where you've never walked before. A boldness coming up on you like you've never had before. Ha ha, yes, fill us again, Lord. Fill us again, Lord, with Pentecostal fire. We believe your word, Lord. We believe everything your word says, Father. Ha, yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Come on, church. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Are you excited about the Spirit of the Lord right now? Hallelujah. Just stand to your feet. The Bible says to clap unto the Lord. To clap unto the Lord and to give Him praise. Clap unto the Lord. Clap unto the Lord. And when you are clapping, clap against that depression. Clap against that poverty. Clap against the enemy that wants to come and steal your children. Clap against that arthritis. Clap against the enemy. He's prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemy. And whatever your enemy is, He anoints your head with oil. He has caused your cup to run over with His goodness. Amen. He is for you and not against you. His blessings are running to overtake you. We serve an awesome God, church, and there's nothing impossible with Him. And He's just looking for somebody to say, I want to step out. I dare you just to take a step of faith this morning right where you're at. Just say, Lord, I'm going to step out from where I am. I'm going to step out from where I am into what I know that you've got for me. We got any believers in the house that are willing to do this morning? Ha, just take a step of faith. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, church. Oh, you've not been this way before, says God. It's a new way. And I just hear Him say, get ready, get ready, get ready. You're walking in the newness like you've never had before. Hallelujah. Well, sometimes some people may not have the strength to walk physically or whatever this morning. So I'm just going to a walk for you. Anybody want to get behind me? We used to do that Jericho march a long time ago, and then the church kind of got stale and settled and the things like that, and we've become stoic, so to speak. But God is raising up a few people that are willing to step out of where they're at, that's willing to step out of that comfort zone and says, come on, Lord, I'm going to go where you go. You've already paved the path before me. I may not know exactly where it's going, but by faith, but by the eye of faith, I see you. Oh, ha, ha, ha. I see something stirring. I see it. And every step that I take, you've already anointed it. every step that I take, you said that you'd give me just enough of light to step on. And I thank you, Lord, that we walk by faith, that we don't walk by sight. Hallelujah. We're walking for peace today. We're walking for victory today. We're walking for our children. And devil, you take your hands off of our kids. You take your hands off of our finances. You take your hands off of that which belongs to us as children of God. Belong to the God of this universe that says, I have the final say so in everything, and what I say goes. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, somebody. Come on now. Woo! Hey! Ha ha! Glory to God. I feel the preacher in the house today. Amen and amen. Be seated. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to get into the Word for just a little bit this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Someone bring me some Kleenexes up here, please. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. That's a scripture that we've used in the church for several years. But do we really believe it? Do we really believe that God is good all the time? And all the time God is good. Well, a new year is coming, and it begins just in a matter of days and a matter of hours. But I think that we serve, well, thank God that we serve Him, that time doesn't matter. And we get wrapped up in time so much that we get wrapped up in it so much that we put God in our time frame. He is time itself. So if it hasn't happened this year, that's okay. Amen. If it happens, hasn't happened today, that's okay. He's still God. Amen. And so by God's grace, we have made it into the land of the living. By God's grace, we're still here. By God's grace, we're still breathing. By God's grace, we are still overcoming. And we may come into the new year with battle scars. And we may come limping. And we may have to come crawling. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I've come screaming and telling God no. And He says, yes, you are. Come on. Have you ever grabbed a hold of your kid that didn't want to go? Well, I'm mom and you're coming. Because why? Because I know what's best for you. So I don't know about you, there's been times when I've come to God screaming and kicking and not wanting to. And He said, oh, yes, you are, because I'm your daddy and I know what's best for you. So I want to tell somebody that you serve a Father that knows the best for you. Even when you don't think it is, He sees the bigger picture, amen. So we may come crying, we may come crawling, but I want to encourage you to get to the table. I want to encourage you to get to the table, because there is a table that is prepared for you, church. For each one of you, there is a table that is prepared for you. And you've got to get to the table. He says, I've set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Hallelujah. You're going to sit down with your enemy on the left and your enemy on the right. And you're going to be appraising and eating from the food of the Word of God, the bread of life. And you're going to look and your enemy's going to be gone. Amen. You're just going to look at that depression that has held you down. It's going to be gone. That oppression that has held you back is going to be gone. The finances that's kept you limited, it's just going to be there. Hallelujah. Why? Because He has a table prepared for you in the presence of your enemies. Woo! Hallelujah. You have set a table before me. Your best days are ahead of you. Your worst days are behind you. Amen. And it's been said, you've been set up for a great comeback. Amen. You've been set up for a great comeback. But we've got to determine that whatever has happened in the past year is not going to stop you now. You just say, devil, I've been through hard times before. I've been through hard times before. My kids acted that way before. Hallelujah. But it's coming to an end. Amen. It's coming to end. The table He has prepared for you is all about His goodness. And I read the other day that New Year's resolutions, those are the things that you do the first week of January. The first week you're really good at it, amen? But what about it if we went into the new year with God's promises of goodness that lasts more than the first week of January?
Amen. His goodness, whether we keep the resolutions or not, He is still a good, good Father. Amen. So we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't even know what this year may hold. But I want to tell you, God is still God. And He wants to show His goodness in the midst of whatever may happen to you this coming year. You make plans to do this or that, but the upcoming year, none of us really know what's going to happen. And yes, God wants to be involved in our plans and our dreams, because He's the one that put it in our heart anyway. And as I was praying a few weeks ago about the upcoming year, and God may have given you and your family another word, or some, you may have heard another word and said, yes, that's for me. But this is the word that I believe God has given to us as church. He said, tell the people that they will see my good. They will see my goodness in a big way in 2019. And when I heard the word big, I seen it capitalized, hallelujah. Because God's a big God, and He does big things. Amen. So He said, tell the people that they will see my goodness in a big way in 2019. So our theme for our church this year is 2019, expecting God's goodness in a big way. You know, sometimes God just does stuff to us because He loves it. But sometimes He said, I want you to expect things to happen. And when we begin to expect God's goodness to happen, somehow there's just a way made. Things begin to clear out because there's an anointing on that believing that we have. Amen. Psalm 65:11, the scripture that He gave me, chapter 65:11. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and your past drip with fatness. In verse 12, the pastures of the wilderness drip, and the hills gird themselves with rejoicing. The meadows are clothed with flocks, and the valleys are covered with grain. They shout for joy, and yes, they sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. Did you hear what I just said? You're going to be blessed in this coming year. Amen. So the economic experts can paint all the picture they want to. Washington can say whatever they want to. Yes, we're supposed to continually pray for them. But my trust is not in the systems of this world. Amen. Our trust is to be in what the Word says and what God says. And He has said, but as far as I'm concerned, I have crowned your year with goodness. I have crowned your year with abundance. And the path you're on is going to drip with fatness. And that's what fatness is. It means abundance. And it means heavy with the anointing. So events of good times or bad times, those of us that are sons and daughters of God, expect every month, every day, every second to be filled and surrounded with the goodness of God. Remember the old church song, the old church hymn that we used to sing says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And if you just say, I'm going to stand on the rock, which is Jesus Christ this year, because that's solid ground, that's firm ground. And He will not cause my foot to slip. Amen. Exodus 33:19-20. Moses pleaded with God. He said, God, show me your glory. He was asking to see God for who He really was. And he said, God, show me as much as I can stand, paraphrasing it. And God's response was to him, see, when you call out to God and you say, God, I'm hungry. I know there's more. You better get ready for some things to start shaking in your life. Amen. You better get ready for some things to start happening. Good things. Amen. I will cost all of my goodness. Whoo, God said to Moses, I'm going to cost all of my goodness. I'm not going to withhold anything at this moment back from you. He said, I'm going to cost all of my goodness to pass in front of you. In front of you. Quit looking behind. There's nothing back there. He said, I'm going to cost all of my goodness to pass in front of you. And I will proclaim the name Yahweh before you. The name Yahweh, Hebrew word Lord, and it's pronounced Yahweh, and it's built on the word I am. In other words, I'm going to set before you my name Yahweh, and whatever you need, I'm going to be. I am that I am. And reminding us each time that God absolutely is. God is absolutely good. That is who he is. He is goodness. He said, I will proclaim the name Yahweh. I am. So Moses wanted to see God's glory. And God showed him something so wonderful and accessible that it caused the skin literally on Moses' face to glow with the radiance of God's presence. Woo! Bring it on, Lord. Let us be so close to you that your glory is seen upon us. That when we walk by somebody that is depressed, they start laughing. When we walk by somebody that is crippled, they get up and walk. Is it possible? I think anything is possible to those that believe. Amen. May the glory of the Lord be so radiant upon us that when people get around us, they begin to say, what is wrong with you? And you can say, that's the Holy Ghost. You want some of it? Amen. So his face, his skin actually showed radiance of God's presence. And God showed him his goodness. And remember, we're talking about seeing the goodness of God in this year. And we're being reminded of what the goodness of God is. And the crown of this year could only be goodness and nothing else, because that's what the Word says. Goodness meaning good things to make you glad, joyful, and merry, to make you have a life of fullness and joy. Things to make you beautiful, favorable, and comfortable. The goodness of God also means bounty, precious things, wealth, and prosperity. Sounds like a whole lot of overflow in the goodness of God, don't it? Amen. When you truly believe that God is good all the time, it frees you up. But if you go around thinking, I don't know if God wants to do that for me or not, I'm just not sure, then you're not free to be who God has called you to be. But when you say, yes, God, I know you're good. Anything bad that's happening in my life is because of poor choices I made, or it's just an all attack of the enemy to get me to quit. But I know that you're good all the time. And when you begin to determine that that's how you're going to see God and nothing less, it will free you to believe that there is nothing impossible with God. Because of Jesus' finished work on the cross, we can, as his sons and daughters, confidently believe and declare that we can see, we are seeing, we will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. But so many people cannot get past the sin factor to receive that goodness or believe that God's goodness is for them. And the past year, you may look back and say, well, it's not been a very good year. And this has happened and that has happened. And, you know, I did this and I did that and I probably shouldn't have. And surely God is not speaking his goodness for me. I have good news. You're exactly the one God has targeted this morning. You're exactly the one that God has pointed his finger and said, yeah, you're the one. You're the one, hallelujah. So God does not bless us. Remember, God does not bless us, as we said before, because of what we have done or ever will do. He blesses us because he's highly favors us. And we are the reason that he came, amen? He blesses us because of what Jesus has done. Ephesians 1 and 3 tells us, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. The Bible tells us in 1 Chronicles 16:34, give thanks to the Lord for what? For he is good. Psalms 34:8 tells us to taste and see that the Lord is good. But when people have a bad reputation of God, or they've heard bad things about him, even in the church, that he makes you sick so that he can be glorified, or he causes all these things. I'm telling you, the devil is a liar. So people are afraid to taste and see that God is good. But it tells us, David said, taste. Just taste and see that the Lord is good. Has everybody tried, anybody ever tried to offer you some food and you're thinking, boy, I heard that was bad. I'm not eating that. No, that is bad. You won't even sniff it. How do you know it is if you haven't tasted it? So the Bible, David says, taste. Just go ahead and taste and see the Lord is good. You've tasted of everything else in the world. It ain't done you no good. Why not try Jesus? Amen. And when you get a good dose of him, you won't want nothing else. Amen. Psalms 100, chapter Psalms 104 and 5.
Well, this is a very familiar passage of scripture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love is eternal. And his faithfulness endures to all generations. Psalms 119 tells us, you are good and you do what is good. So there's two things there he tells us. You are good and you do what is good. The Message translation says, you are good and the source of goodness. Woo! The scripture defines here God in two ways, his goodness in two ways. One has to do with his character, his very nature of who he is. He says, you are good. You are good. God is good by nature. He is goodness. He's the totality in the God whom we believe is good. Goodness defines who God is and all of who he is. That is why we can say with confidence, with faith and trust, that God is good all the time. All the time God is good. But if I say that God is good, then all I'm saying to you is words if you've never experienced his actions. You know, someone could say, well, you know, Pastor Charlotte is a good person, but you never saw me do any good. All you've got is that other person's word. Amen? That I'm a good person. Amen? So, but if you say that God is good, then all I'm saying to you is words. So you see the true character of a person by their actions. If I say that I am loving, then I'm going to have actions to correspond with that, or it will just be words. So we can go through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and see description after description, word after word, that points to God's goodness. Even when they turned their back on him time and time again, even after they blamed him for things after things and taking him here and everything, he was still a good, good father to them. He was still good, amen? But we can go through the scripture and point out goodness and mercy and his steadfast love, his generosity, his kindness and abundance to mankind over and over again. Who we are who are so undeserving of this goodness, but Jesus who has blessed us. Amen, but Jesus who has blessed us. So have you ever thought of God's goodness towards you? Can you look in the mirror and say, God, you're good to me. You are so good to me. Can you believe that when you look in the mirror and you say that? When he looks at us with our doubts, with our questions, and with our screaming and kicking and all that. You know, where are you at in the midnight hour with our fear, our junk, our hang-ups and our hangouts and places we're not supposed to be? He says, still, I want to share my goodness on you in a big way. He says, I still want to shower you with my goodness. And once you begin to experience my goodness, all those other things is going to break off of you without any effort at all. Amen. So he says, I want to shower you with my goodness in a big way. I want to do what will make you prosperous and happy and live life to the fullest. Not because you deserve it, because there is something about who I am that loves to overflow in lavish, extravagant ways upon you. The overwhelming love of God is running to capture you. Amen. The overwhelming love of God is running to overcapture you. You are the object of his affection because of his divine nature, because of who he is. He cannot lie, and he will perform all the words he has spoken over you. You will see the victory. So we can enter into this new year with shouts of joy and rejoicing because God is a good, good Father. And just because it's the end of the year doesn't mean it's over. Amen. It's just time. Time given to us so that we can keep our sanity. So we can keep up with life. Amen. So I decree and declare to you, your comeback will be greater than your setback. And those who have tried to kill your dream, those who have not wanted you to succeed, you will see the goodness of God in your life in a big way in the days ahead. This is a season for you. You believe this year, God has said to you, I have crowned this year with my goodness to you. The word crown is a Hebrew word meaning to encircle. It means to encircle. It means to protect one from an attack or to encamp about an individual, a city, or a nation for protection. That's why America must never lose sight of God. Amen. The word crown literally means to surround. Woo! Means to surround. It means to encircle or compass about. So when a crown is placed on someone's head of a person, it encircles the rest of their body because it's over their head. It covers their head. And the rest of the body is underneath that crown. God has you underneath his wings. He has you underneath his wings. Your paths drip with fatness. He said, don't try to carve your own path. Amen. But if you will walk the path that I have laid out before you, it will drip with abundance. It will drip with fatness. The concept is that in a given year, our past will be graceful. Our past will be blessed. Our past will drip and have multitude of abundance, which is overflow, church. That's what we're to be living in. Hallelujah. And the scripture goes on to say in Psalms that the deserts and the valleys will bloom. Those dead things in your life are blooming again. You thought they're dead and you just shoved them out. But I saw something on Facebook the other day. There was a stump. Some of you may have seen a big stump. And right in the middle of that stump sprouted. Woo! A little tree. I don't care how many dead stumps you've got. God says to you there's life in that stump. And right in the middle of that stump, the power of that seed, there was a tree that come up. Amen. Dead things do live again. Amen. Dead things do live again. And so the meaning to bloom in this particular passage of Scripture in a supernatural way. Supernatural grace is upon this year. And it began. And he begins to want to tell us, I want you to be encouraged today and know that I've crowned your year with goodness and I've caused your past to drip with fatness. So I want to encourage you as you go into this new year to allow God and to believe that God has crowned you. That it will be a year of goodness and of abundance for you. I will read you three more scriptures and we're going to close. Psalms 5:12 says, for you, Lord, will bless the righteous. As with a shield, you will surround him with goodwill, pleasure, and favor. Psalms 103 says, bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul. And all that's deep within me, bless his holy name. Bless affectionately, praise the Lord, O my soul. Then he says, don't forget all of my benefits. I've forgiven all of your sin. I've healed all of your diseases. I've redeemed you from the pit. I've crowned you lavishly. I just love that word, lavishly. That's been my word for several weeks. God wants to lavishly share his goodness upon you. I've crowned you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercies. Do you receive the word of the Lord today? Amen, amen. If the word that was spoken at the beginning, if it was recorded, I'll get it off and I'll make us some copies of it so that you can have it for the rest of the year to read. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Lord, I just thank you for your word today. I thank you that you have come and set up on us today, Lord, by your precious Holy Spirit. And Lord, I just speak to every person under the sound of my voice, whether they're here listening by tape today, this afternoon, next week, or the next, that this message is going to penetrate them to the very core of their spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord is just going to begin to jump inside of them. And they're going to begin to grab a hold of that word. And they're going to begin to expect to see your goodness. They're going to expect to see your goodness in the land of the living. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you encircle us. Your word says you encircle the earth. Hallelujah. And that our past that you've laid out for us, God, and that we choose to walk in, are dripping with abundance and are dripping with fatness, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you're blessed us so that we can be a blessing, God. That it's not just about us, but it's about us that you've placed around, about those that you've placed around us. And Father, we just choose to give it all to you today. Now, Lord, I just speak favor over these people, over those that are listening. I just speak favor over you in Jesus' name, that you're the head and not the tail. That you're going to see God's goodness in a big way this year. That you're going to be walking in the overflow and not just the barely get by. Hallelujah. But your barns are going to be filled. You're going to be blessed. Your children are going to be blessed. Your grandchildren are going to be blessed. Your jobs are even going to be blessed. Why? Because you're on the premises. Hallelujah. And that's not prideful talking. That's talking in the authority of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you're blessed to be a blessing. So why not your workplace be blessed? Thank you. I thank you, Lord.
that you fill our mouths with wisdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, come expecting next Sunday. Next Sunday for the overflow. Amen. Expect to see God's goodness. Amen.